Another installment now in our series about the changing face of America. Popular music these days is no longer only in the hands of big record companies. Recorded pop tunes can now go directly from artist to fan. Bands can distribute and market their music as MP3 files on the internet. To understand the hows and whys, we ask for an insider's tour of this new era of music marketing.
My name is Jim Infantino. I'm in a band called Jim's Big Ego. We're a local Boston band. We're a trio. We call our music unpop, partially because we are largely unknown and therefore unpopular. I'm the Jim of Jim's Big Ego. I write the songs. We do a lot of things the way bands have always done them. We play clubs and colleges. We tour. We're on the radio sometimes. We put out a few CDs, but now we have a more direct connection to our fans. When we create a new song, we can make it available to the whole world overnight. This is usually how a song starts. I get this strange stuff stuck in my head, like a phrase or some melody, and it won't leave me alone until I do something with it. The other day, my friend, a songwriter, Stuart Davis, and I were sitting in my kitchen, and I played him some of these ideas.
That's why I just fell in love with little miscommunication. She makes every day a new adventure in interpretation. And I want.
Now, you have to understand, people, this is a very rough tape. This really is just me and Stuart in my kitchen.
She opens my good fortune, that's why everything is better in bed. Well, alright, there's gonna be a lot of harmony. This is a real pop. Na 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 na, it'll leave you na 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 na. Do 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 or ha 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 ha. And I don't know, here's what we can talk about, Stuart. I don't know if this is too obscure though. And I wanna be her man, this line. But she wants me to be Fred. Is that gonna be. I feel like that's really reaching, like, you.
That's my favorite part of the chorus.
Oh, all right. Well, laughter.
Is it a reference to Fred the Flintstone?
No, I thought it was it's a miscommunication.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
I want you to be her man. Kind of like Spanish for Herman. Herman!
When a song begins to take shape, I bring it to rehearsal and to try it out with a band and see if they hate it. A typical rehearsal will usually see the birth or death of a new song. The man tuning the upright bass there, that's Jesse Flack. And the person pounding around is Ken Shupp. He's the drummer.
Da, 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 da. Find out what our fate is.
Now, this is a little less rough, but it's still very rough. This is just my living room, and it's the band, and we have no amplification or anything, and we'll kind of get it together as we go along.
With Zonker Cousteau to say, I don't know.
Now, also in the room, you can't hear him, is Jason Schneider. He's the invisible fourth member of our band. He stays on top of the music business for us and keeps in touch with our fans online.
We only have an email list of fans, and we've kind of discarded our whole snail mail list and said, if you want to know about Jim's Big Ego, you're going to have to get email, or you're going to have to meet someone who has an email account, and you can somehow get our messages through email. We notify our fans a couple times a month what's going on in the band. We'll say what shows are going on. Plus, we'll say, oh, look, go to here, go to mp3.com. A new song is being uploaded, you know, as we speak, or within a week, you'll have a new song available for download. So go check it out.
Now, what if we did this? First time.
The next day, we go down to our favorite recording studio in South Boston to get the song on tape.
Can you hear that at all?
A little bit. Can you hear what everybody else is doing?
Okay, Ken, play a little drums, please.
Famous. That's the song.
Oh.
It's just hours and hours of getting the right sound before you can actually start playing the song. This is room 9 from Outer Space. It used to be an old garage in the warehouse district of Southie. We play music in this big, empty room, and the walls around us are piled high with amplifiers, vintage snare drums, guitars, an old B3 organ with that spinning Wurlitzer speaker, all kinds of good stuff.
No, I know that was cool. That was cool. I had that. But I'm saying like right here, like a... Play the kick drum.
The reason we go to this studio is mostly to get the use of its owner and engineer. His name is Ducky Carlisle.
We have all the individual sounds, the drum sounds, the bass sounds, the guitar sound. The tape machine is calibrated. I'm about to go out and just set up the headphones so the musicians can hear each other. Then within 5 minutes, when they're happy, we should be rolling tape and recording music.
In a way, MP3s have taken the business of music backwards in time rather than forward. It used to be that a band like us would go into the studio to make singles and then release the singles to radio one at a time. When they had enough singles, they would collect them together in an album or a record. Posting MP3s online is like releasing singles to radio. When we have enough songs like this, we might make an album or a CD. And we don't mind giving the singles away, in the meantime, free online, because the more people listen to them, the more people will buy the CD or come see our show.
We are rolling Little Miscommunication, take two.
Whether or not MP3s are illegal, they're here to stay. So the point is kind of moot, whether or not they'll be disallowed or not. What's clear to me is that the internet is totally upsetting the entire business model of the music industrial complex.
Show me how you sing. Come, sing a little acapella for me. Don't even worry about where the mic is. You just...
And that's why I just fell in love with Little Miscommunication. She makes every day a new adventure and interpretation. That's I don't want to be her man. She wants me to be
fine.
Fred. She opens my good fortune, that's why everything is better in bed.
Vocal.
Yeah.
Every song that we post on the web has to be great. The difference is when you buy a CD, you might get one song in 10 that you like. With MP3s, they all have to stand up to scrutiny before you buy a collection. My friend Lionel says that a pop song is only as good as the harmonies. I think we're in big trouble. It sounds like a mess, but really, eventually it's not so bad.
We're doing guitar overdubs. We're putting a distorted...
Extremely loud.
Extremely loud, which actually won't be loud in the mix. We have it loud to get a certain kind of distorted sound. It'll probably be low in the actual mix.
Don't let him fool you. This guitar was enormously loud, really mind-numbingly loud. And we've been in the studio for the better part of 2 days at this point, and we're all pretty fried.
Just jing, 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 jing. Two strings. E and A string, jing, 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 jing. Right? Play it for me, Acapulco, please. That's musical talk.
She says, do you want to go out? I say, that's a nice idea. She says, it's just like you to go away.
When all the parts are done, Ducky mixes it together to sound like a song. This takes about a day. When that is done, I walk away with a CD that has the final song on it. And now I can encode it and put it on the web. Then I upload it to mp3.com. You've probably read about them in newspapers. They're this huge warehouse of MP3s, mostly uploaded by the bands themselves, just like us. They allow us to release the MP3s online and track how many people are downloading them day to day. Plus, they pay us when our traffic gets really high without charging the person downloading the song, which I think is pretty neat. Okay, the song is all done, and I want to make a kind of an animated version of the song for the web. So I make something called a Shockwave single in a program called Flash. When we upload these two items, only once, the Shockwave single and the MP3 are suddenly everywhere, all at once, all over the world. Now, down in Annapolis, Maryland, we have a fan named Nora Carr. She's a freshman at St. John's College, and as soon as she gets word that we have a new single on our website, she clicks it.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so it's loading.
And I've never heard this song before. Maybe I've seen them play it, but I don't remember it.
Nora is a fan that we actually met up here in Boston, got, like, and she joined a discussion group online on e-groups. I think it's really cool that to actually hear her reactions from 500 miles away, seeing something that we put up online.
And so now they have all of the words have begun to be kind of phonetic approximations of them. And I wanna be spelled like hand.
So, can we make money making free music? I don't know. I know that we make money playing shows, we still make CDs, and people still buy them, and we make money that way. But music is not about making money for us so much as about making music and getting the music out of the kitchen and out into the world. The question usually is, if a record company comes up to me and offers me $250,000 to record my songs, but they put a lot of restrictions on how I can get the music out, would I take it? And I think it'd be a really hard choice. I know a lot of artists a few artists who have been signed, and they have to sit on their hands because the company's decided not to let them release or play their music. Not that it wouldn't be great to be able to go into the studio for 2 months straight without worrying about going broke. That would be great. Anyway, all of this is moot. Nobody's knocking down our door with a Faustian bargaining. That's why I just fell in love. Jim's Big Ego will not be the next Beatles, and definitely not the next NSYNC. We're not that cool. We don't really want to be that cool. We do want to make music. We want to make the music we like, and to get that music out to people who will like it. And we want as few people in the way as possible. For NPR News, this is Jim Infantino in Somerville, Massachusetts.
You can hear Little Miss Communication in full and learn more about the changing face of America on our website, NPR.org.
The physics of coin spinning. That story next on All Things Considered from NPR News.